We left on time. A lot of traffic on the way. That's one reason. And the other reason why we're late, because we said the same Talamota tonight. Therefore, we're a little bit delayed from the extra part of the Shmonesa. I am a Yekev, yes, you didn't realize. Yeah, that delayed it all. For those who want an Eitzah from the same Talamota, can be very embarrassing if you forget the same Talamota. You have to repeat the Shmonesa. And we'll admit we don't always concentrate the way we should do, and sometimes we do forget things. So one of the Eitzahs which I said is that you say the same Talamota 90 times or 101 times. It's called Minei Svosel, I tell you the same Talamota, the Vorka, say it 30 times, and then if you damage Shmonesa and your mind wanders, and you can be sure you said the same Talamota as well. And I once had a bit of a shayla. Someone has said 90 or 100 times the same Talamota, and then he was damage Shmonesa, and he caught himself davening without concentration, and he said the same Vorka. Does it freg up? All this little tire. The long and the short, he does that. I asked Rabbi Yoshua at the time, and he said, you're all right, go ahead. Al Kaponim, we're ready to start. I'm sorry I'm late, but if the whole thing goes late, there used to be Eden Gates that called the old Mr. Bell. I don't know if you knew him. You knew the old Bell? As we can. He was very particular about time. A little louder. Can I ask you to come a bit more forward after you leave here? Are you asking for all the others? All right. You can all come forward, really. Thank you. Hello, my friend. The old Mr. Bell, you remember him? He invited to come, I should come between 2 and 3. So I came 20 past 2, he said, that's no good. Between 2 and 3 is 2:30. So he used to open up the shul every day at 5 to 7. Every single day. He woke up at 6 and he came to shul on the dot 5 to 7. And one day he came at 7:03. Mr. Bell, why are you 2 minutes late? He said, because I woke up at 6:02. So we're a little late, so we'll run completely a little late. And someone said the whole life of Mr. Bell was 2 minutes late. We'll try and catch up some time. Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. This Motzi Shabbos, I get a call. Someone was standing before the menorah and made the bracha. Get the menorah off. Took the candle and made the bracha. Now, as a machloikis, on Motzi Shabbos, what comes first? Adlokas Neiris or Avdolah? Some people say you should first make Avdolah. Why? Todi v'shein todi, todi koyd. But an old rule, whatever is more regular comes first. Some people say no, Adlokas Neiris comes first. Why? Because you have to make Adlokas Neiris as early as possible within the first half hour. And if you miss the first half hour, you might not catch the main Adlokas Neiris. Some say make Adlokas Neiris first. So this person had the minig. He did first Adlokas Neiris, and only after he make Abdullah. Takes a candle. Then he remembers, wow, I forgot to say Atochad Antonin Shmonesra, and I haven't said Boch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and I've said La'ad Ignei Shal Chanukah. What do I do now? What do you do? Ask the Dayan. He can't talk out. Question. So you've got several options what he can do. You can either say, well, if I don't light, have to do something, then my bracha is in my bracha l'batola. Rather than make a bracha l'batola, let me light before Abdullah. One option. The other option is to say, no, I've made Abdullah. I'll make Abdullah here and now. I'll say, bracha mavdil ben kodesh l'choy. Now, does that knock my bracha out, or does it not knock my bracha out? This was this Motzei Shabbos. He didn't ring me up in the middle, tell me that afterwards. What should I have done? Anyway, what should I have done? So let's work it through, in case it happens next year to someone else. And if not, we've worked a few nice things through. Point number one, can you light before you said Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choy? What's the Issa to do Melocha before Abdullah. Every Motzei Shabbos, you have to make a proper Abdullah, but it's enough to say Baruch Hamavdi Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. He switched the lights on. In the old shuls nowadays, we've got Shabbos clocks and all that goes with it. You all remember before the days of the Shabbos clock, the Shabbos, Baruch Hamavdi Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and switch the light on. And sometimes by the Rebbe's Tishin, can we talk about Rebbe's Tishin? Are they accustomed to it? Are they your, some your, some no? Not you. Yeah. The Rebbe's Tishin, when the Rebbe there, they wanted the light to go off the Shalashivas. So therefore, Hamal put the light off. They like to have Shalashivas in the dark. So wait till dark, some put the light off. And some people like to take the Rebbe's thing, they put it on. You always say, Baruch Hamal, Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. And you change. Ma'adin, to put the light on, do you really need Baruch Hamavim Kodesh L'Choyl? From the Welt Chiddush from Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Rishon Rabbeinu Yerucham, brought down in the Ramah in Siman Reish Tzadites. Yesho Imrim, when do we have to say Baruch Hamavdo before we do a melocha? Kol zeh b'melocha gemuro, a proper melocha. Kegoin koisev, you write, v'oireg, down, you stitch, you weave. Avod hadlokas neiris, if you're only going to put the light on, strike a match. Oy hoitso, or carrying the rishus and the rishus, ein tzorich avdol. Don't have avdol. It's called meloche geruo. Meloche geruo means you don't need anything to do it. There's a whole raid on Chol HaMoed. One of the problems with Chol HaMoed, you know, Chol HaMoed, you can't do meloches for no reason at all. Chol HaMoed is a half year. It's a very difficult yom tov. Chol HaMoed. It's choyl and it's moed. Moed means it's yom tov. Choyl means it's not. So what can you, what can't you do? You can't do melachos on Chol HaMoed for after yom tov. You don't do melachos Chol HaMoed, but you can do on Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to put the light on. You're allowed to carry. Writing is not so clear. I'm allowed to do it. You can put the light on. That chumra hasn't arrived yet. You can't use the light on the Chol HaMoed. Not yet. But can I do a melocha on Chol HaMoed for no reason at all? For example, if I'm going in the street and I've got in my pocket some coins I don't need, I've got some papers in my pocket I don't need at all, but I've got a weekday jacket on, so in my pocket I've got some extra. Can I carry them? I say, it's Chol HaMoed. I'm allowed to do melocha for what I need on Chol HaMoed. But what I don't need, I can't do melocha. I don't have to take them out or not. That's a shame. Not so important. And some people say, Hoitsoa is a melocha kirua. It's a schwache melocha, therefore, im shaloi le tzorech klal, ilau dinu chalavoy. Mach leikos. Zot Rabbeinu Yeruchim Berishin, same as a Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, before Abdullah, I'm allowed to make a melocha, strike a match, I'm allowed to carry. According to Rabbi Yeruchim, as this man got a problem, he made lading the Esel Chanukah, but he forgot to say Baruch HaMavdol. Not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, I can light before Abdul. However, what can we do? The Ramah doesn't like it. Brings down Rabbi Yehuda. At the end of the day, he says, Nispashit HaMinig, Chambil of the Minig, Lehokel, to put the light on before Baruch Hu, Avol HaIker, says the Ramah, he shouldn't rely. So this man, lading the Esel Chanukah, what should I tell him? Rely on Rabbein Yeruchim, and Ramah says, don't rely upon him. I don't know if he can do it. I can't say if he's done it, he's done anything wrong. He's got a reason. But if he'd asked me before, I would say, Nish Rabbein Yeruchim. So let's explore another avenue. He has to make Avdola minimum Baruch HaMavdi Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. If he says Baruch HaMavdi Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, what happens to the Hadik Neshel Chanukah? Has it gone? Or not? Dali Nesha Chanukah. Baruch HaMavdi Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, and that's it. Anything wrong with that? What's it? So we worked through a few halachas of a person who makes a brocha, and between his brocha and he eats, or his brocha and his mitzvah, he does a bit of talking. Someone makes a moitzi lechem in Oretz, and he says, hello my friend, what's it in? Brocha's gone. Expired, you have to make a new brocha again. For whatever reason you might do, you made a mistake, you talked, the brocha is gone. Take, huh? Le Torech. Very good. So if there's a teacher in the classroom, he makes a nice mechunoth and says, sit down, my friend. Is that called Le Torech? Now, might be the tzorech lepoi, but not the tzorech lefut. So the tzorech must be a tzorech for my meal. So the example of the Shulchan Aruch is, oichel miyad, you make a brocha, you must eat immediately, v'loy yosiach bein brocha l'achila. Not allowed to talk at all. Not only bein l'achila, it's very negeya, sometimes you make a brocha, you put the cake in your mouth, and as you're munching, you start talking. Especially if you had a reception, you're putting your hand on your before you swallow it, you say, pass me something else over there. You've got your eye, you think you might, cholila, miss the opportunity. So before it's down, you're asking for the next one. Is that called you've eaten already, or no? It hasn't as yet gone down. Is the brocha chal when it goes in the mouth, or is the brocha only chal as it passes its way down? The machlokes are showing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't talk, not only when you put it in the mouth, until you've done a little bit of swallowing. L'chatchila shteit imachtis ha-shekel, you should swallow kezayis. Make a brocha, l'chatchila have a kezayis, and then you should talk. But if you want to talk after the first kram has gone down, you're entitled to do so. You cannot talk before it's gone down. If you did talk before it's gone down as a sofik, you can't make a brocha talk. But if you talk before you've eaten, and you talk, your brocha is a goner. Now we'll talk something very practical. For example, a lot of people are knowing that on Shabbos morning or Friday night, you sit with your family, you make a moitzi lechem in oretz, a lechem mishnah. All the family are sitting around the table. Do they make their own moitzi? How do you do it? They don't. Your moitzi, they all listen to you. They say amen, and that's their bracha. Sometimes you have a guest at the table, but the guest has got his own lechem mishnah. Right? So while you've made a moitzi for all your family, and they've all answered amen, meanwhile your guests, he makes a bracha amoitzi lechem in oretz, and one of your family says amen to them. What do you say to that one? They haven't eaten yet. Problem, huh? They've been yoitzer with my amoitzi lechem in oretz. They mustn't talk. But now someone else may be saying amen. Even one word is considered a hefsek between the brocha and achila. Say to Mishnah Berurah for not, you can't do it. You can't make a brocha if one makes a moitzi and he's moitzi the others. Here we are. Kol echad yesh lo kika im rabim mesubim. Kol echad yesh lo kika. Umavoich la'atzmoi. Lo yane omen, he can't answer omen on his chavez brocha before any of them have tasted it, because omen is also hefsek. Even though I'm going to let him know it. The Ponim Meiris brings that in some places they used to make kiddush and everyone made kiddush together. Hazar harmonious kiddush, all got the kos, they all made kiddush. He said the minhag was, they like to synchronize, must be a little choir. To synchronize Kiddush, so each one started Beit Hagofen, but when it came to the Brocha Kiddush, they all tuned in together. But the Hagofens weren't so well synchronized, one a little earlier, one later. So the agreement was, when we come to the Kiddush Brocha, we start together. But Hagofens, one finished before the other, so they used to say Omer to each other's Hagofen. Says upon him, ears, can't do that. I can't make Hagofen and then say Omein to someone else's agofen and continue Kiddush. That's called a hefsek between my agofen and my drink. Kumus get a dark etshuva, the moon catcher. No, and he's correct. He brings a nice ride. Fanna din hilchus tefillin, when you put tefillin on in the morning, lo neach tefillin, and later on our mitzvah tefillin. Are you allowed to talk between one and the other? Definite no. Can you do any answering between one and the other? No, you can't. Not Amen Yesh Merabah, not Kiddush, very strict. No talking between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, whatever it might be. However, one thing, according to some shittas, you're allowed to do. Or if you've done it, you haven't split the two. If you hear Baruch on Tfilin, someone else made, then, and you say Omen, then many people say, well, that's not called you've done something else.
And tefillin itself, it's the same minyan. You mustn't talk, even kedusha. When even bochu, I can't talk. Minyan is meravanov, but tefillin, I can't talk. Zedman doctor did I get you? That when is it called a hefzik? When I give an ovate to something else. But on the same minyan itself, it's not called a hefzik. Mevers of the Dakechuva, here is a case of a shochet. The shochtim, these were many shochtim, all of the Yavitra, one made a shegel or a shechita, and before he did the shechita, another shochet made a bob. And he answered, oh, mate. The Dakechuva, nothing wrong. Because shechita for shechita, not a hefzik. Mevers of the Hamoitzi lechem in the Horet, and he's not going to hefzik. There's a lot of terutzim, let's not go into the polemics of it. Halacha l'mayis, Mishibur doesn't like it. You can't do it. You can't answer, oh, mate. Not even an omen of Amoitzi Lechem Noretz is called a Dovevsik. Oh, let's take another example in between. A person made a mistake. I'll give you a dugma, a nice dugma here. A very interesting dugma. I can tell you what it's happened. We've had the shayla on occasions. Sometimes a person can make Kiddush, and he either can lose his Breyer Priagofen, or he can lose his Kiddush. For example, Shaitin Mechaba, a person makes Kiddush, Breyer Priagofen, he makes the whole Kiddush, and before he drinks, he talks. What's he lost? His Kiddush, Agofen, or both? Again, Boyer Agofen, the whole Kiddush, and before he drank, hello, my friend. What's happened? What's gone? Huh? Just the Gofen's gone. The Kiddush isn't Kiddush. The Gofen was a Machen Ochulag. Let's find an example. Sometimes you lose your Kiddush and not your Agofen. What does that mean, Charles? A person makes Boyer Pri Agofen, he makes Kiddush, and he likes wine. He's not the odd man now, many people like that. And he intends during the meal not only to have this glass of wine, but some more wine on the table. As he's about to drink it, I remember many years ago, mein Tata, so was ein gesundes Stark, he made Abdullah, and he drank. I can still pick a sable. Or, do you remember the old Vesop? Vesop. That's what it was. That's what it was. It's very nice of you to laugh, but he wasn't laughing. What was that dollar? He was seasoned, correct. Yeah. And he became chomestik as well. What happened to that dollar? Gone. Chol Adeyas. Even if you can make a Chama Medina, and if you make, and even on 6 and 9 to get, I'm not a Vesop. So someone makes Kiddush on Friday night, he's not in the Mechaba, he makes Kiddush, and they fall in. Kiddush, here we are, Kiddush, and Sheit Limogun Avrom, here we are, Nira Diyar Kos Vaposkim, Kiddush ala Kos, Vesova Shu Yayin, Venimtsa Shu Choymet. What's it did? What's gone? The Kiddush is gone. You must make Kiddush on Yayin. No Yayin, no Kiddush. What's about this Boyer Pri Agofen? Sheit Limogun Avrom, Sheit Limogun Avrom. If he intended to drink some more wine anyway during the meal, so his Boyer Pri Agofen doesn't only go on this cross, he goes on all the courses there as well. He's not lost his Boyer Pri Agofen. He'll take another cross. He'll take Yayin now. And you make Kiddush on the Yayin, not the Boyer Pri Agofen, because anyway the Boyer Pri Agofen is going to get over there. So again, you've got a case. I made Kiddush, Boyer Pri Agofen and Kiddush, but it wasn't wine, so what have I lost? I've lost my Kiddush. I haven't lost the Boyer Pri Agofen. I take another cross. I make another Kiddush, another. Frick for the Kreger, a starke Kasha. I make two Kiddushes. Kiddushes, or Kiddushes, or Kiddushim, Kiddush. I made two Kiddush. One Kiddush wasn't a good Kiddush. Why not a hefzik between my Boyer Pri Agofen and my Shtir? Never that great. So it's got firm as Alman. You're out of your parents. Let's take the example in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are you allowed to do? If you make Hamoitzi Lechem in Oretz, and you say, Hove Melach, where's the salt? You don't shout at the wife. So you say, please. Even the extra word please is not called a hefzik. I like this. Please can I have the salt? Is that called a hefzik? Why not? Soyret hachi. Whatever you say,
Please bring a sword, she says. Look here, my friend. Right in front of you, it's there. So I'll ask for nothing.
Is that called Epsit?
I didn't see it. Very well, didn't see it, sir. I meant well. I didn't see it. Got scoops of this killer. Epsit is Shaloy the Tsar, but no necessity, say. Stop showing his arm. Why do we say when a person talks it's called Epsit? I'm a seer dad. I don't want something else, nothing to do with the food. But if my intention is to do with this food, and I need it, when I made a mistake or I didn't make a mistake, that's not called Esrabus. Sub Shamazan, if a person made Kiddush, when I made Kiddush on my Vesa, but I meant to make Kiddush on this, that's who said this Kiddush. I made a Torah, I made two Kiddushim, but it wasn't meant to be Masir Das and talk about something else. It was meant for this Kiddush. So you've got quite a few cases where a person, yes. Oh, the first child is, should a person eat chewing gum? You didn't ask that one, did you? Imtim Siloma, that you're allowed to eat chewing gum, so you're quite right. The chewing gum, it does something, goes down, the taste goes down. It doesn't only remain in your mouth, it goes down. Number one. No. Chewing gum, I mean, I'm not the big bulky, but ask the bikini in chewing gum, that after getting and chewing the cud, then you do swallow some saliva, and with that saliva the taste goes down. But before you've done any swallowing, so we said very clearly it's a sophic. The machloek is showing him, do I make a broch on taste? So if I would only taste, like some noshim do on Friday afternoon, when they were making the Shabbos food, they put in there, they taste, and they spit out, no broch. Because we just taste poches mikizayis, and spit out, I don't have to make a broch. So if it's just to taste and spit out, no bocha. But to taste and then swallow even a bit of saliva, that's called the food itself, you have to make a bocha. There was a whole to-do a few months ago with Eile Charedis and Etzi Saw. They gave a hes- they gave a hesh on mastic. Mastic with a chewing gum. Phew, it's got enough dish in a bank. Happy soyan. Chewing gum, we should give, we carry the children to eat. Chewing gum, I'll be zoing those major machlokes. So, I'm not coming to endorse the chewing gum, but if you do, you have to make a bracha. That's all. Al kaponim. Right, so we've got kama cases where a person has talked in between and hasn't rendered his bracha levatola, it was in the Torah. Oh, the classical example of the Gemara, besides, is a very good example of the Gemara. Besides, bring the salt. There's another very important example. We're going to have this now. This is very negated to us. A person has got a pet dog, which he likes to go for a walk in the street. Keeps him company. Or he's got a pet parrot, a papagaya, or a bird, or some fish in the tank. And I comes to sit down to have breakfast. Who comes first? A person in the Torah. And I said, the ace of the salt for a little bit of terror. The first thing you do, the dog. Come and see, mal her, mein hund. The bakasha. The old Dr. Levy, if you knew him in Stamford Hill, he used to call his dog. Now come here. Here's some meat. You need it. Eat your meat. Eat it. Even the hunt. So the hunt comes first. The hunt, the fish, they all come first. A person I made sweats. Is it Bernish Lerner? Mein hunt! Yeah. What's he do? Don't know what he means. Shaita Gimora, you're allowed to say, Gabin Lituri. Go and mix up the food and give it to my ox. Because I can't eat before it. Now comes the shayla. I made Ladik Neshul Chanukah. Can I light this Chanukah light? I haven't made Abdullah yet. Can I light it? No. So why is it different when I make a moitzi lechem in the Oretz and I can't give my dog? I'm allowed to say give the dog. Nothing to do with the food, but since I can't eat for whatever reason it might be, I'm allowed to say give the dog.
So what's the chilik when I say lighting the Shulchan Aruch? That I can't light, because in the Issa to do Melocha before Abdullah, so I say Baruch Huh? Wow, you're talking like a big lump. I come to you, you're talking a big lump. I would argue with you, but I can't argue with you because you're right. But I can't understand it. I'll prove you're right. One's the rice, and one's the rice. Fun at dinner in Shulchan Aruch. Fun at dinner in Shulchan Aruch. I'll find it. 1 second. Some Reish Ein Aleph. Fun at dinner, sorry. Odam Sheshochach. He made a mistake. Bahavdola. And he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. And he forgot, he hasn't made Abdullah yet. What should he do? Very similar to our man on Amotzi Shabbos. Came home, and he forgot to make Abdullah, and he sees a lovely piece of cake there, which he can't resist. He sees an ice cream. He says, Hey, you haven't made Abdullah. What did he do? He's a machlech to show. And the Ritz Bob. Whether we say, he makes up dollar, he knocks his broch out. Don't knock your broch out. Comes again the Ritz Bob, Rishon the Ritz Bob, he says, nothing doing, you can't eat your cake, you can't eat your ice cream, you have to make up dollar, and you've lost your broch. Oh, what? Then the Ritz Bob, now comes the kasher. What's the chilek? And I mean, I'm going to let him know it. My hunt hasn't got what to eat, I can say give the hunt. So why am I different to my hunt? And I make Amoitz Lechem Noretz, and I can't eat because Abdullah. So I make Abdullah. Amoitz Lechem Noretz, give the hunt, can I hear so? And Amoitz Lechem Noretz, oh, Abdullah, can I hear so? What's the chilek? This is your teretz. When it's a deraisa that I have to give the hunt, that's so wichtig I can say it. The world is not Kiddush HaDaraisa, I can't talk. Now we'll return to this man who makes it. La Ligne Shulchan Aruch, now what? Daraisa or Rabboni can't light? Ali Shulchan Aruch, and he hasn't made Abdullah yet. What is that? Daraisa or Rabboni? Rabboni. Motze Shabbos comes or Motze Shabbos comes? As it's Motze Shabbos, Shabbos disappears from the Torah. You know, it's fun, I'm already Kishayla. If you're in Eretz Yisrael on Motzei Shabbos, can you go by taxi? What's the shaila? The taxi driver, the Chafrayid, unfortunately, and he hasn't made Abdullah. Is he allowed to drive his taxi? No. If I hail a taxi, although the hailing system in Israel is a little different to the hailing system in England. It's like the queuing system, can I call a taxi on Motzei Shabbos and say, take me there? He has made Abdullah, he can't do Melocha. Why don't I have a lift neighbor? I swear, Shabbos. So someone told me once, he asked the Moshe, so Rabbi Shabbos Zalman says, if you say Gute Voch, and he says Gute Voch back, that's he couldn't have done. Shavua Tov. This halacha that you have to make ois Shabbos is only someone brings in the Shabbos. If you bring in the Shabbos from Kirkish, then you have to bring it out. But those who don't bring it comes by itself, it goes out by itself. But either way, it's going to go out. The Shabbos goes. Comes once the Shabbos, out it goes. In some part of the religion, if the Rav speaks too long on Shabbos afternoon and goes a little bit over the border, and not only Shabbos goes out, but the Rav goes out as well. Shabbos goes out. The Meila, when it comes to Shabbos, there's no Melocha Daraisa. So when he makes Ladi Pneh Shulchanik, with Daraisa he can light. We've got no Issa for this. If he were to have to make Abdullah, which he has to do, he loses his ball. So I'm standing back at this man, he makes lighting there, Shulchanika, he's not made Abdullah. We can't let him light like that, we don't possibly have any room. If he makes Abdullah, he's going to lose his bracha. Have we got Neitzes? Chabashtik late. Lachlasel noch ha-maise. Maise show you this Motzei Shabbos, but this shaila didn't come to me, but if I get the shaila, I know where it was.
Normally when you go in the streets on Friday night, and you see the menorah sticking out, you say, one man went this Friday night in the street in the Kichalish. He goes along and he sees the menorahs. I thought Chanukah was Motzei Shabbos. He didn't realize. He made a mistake. He miscalculated. He didn't read the note to something left. What did he do? Nothing. That's Zichik Karn Light. Any age. What's the letter? Some say that I'm on your side, but some say that Shosh Nishim would only make when you can, if you could make out Lokhi. It's Friday night, you can't make out Lokhi, come and show us. Like you said, you can make Shosh Nishim. There's another problem here. Because you can only make Shosh HaNisim according to some within the first half hour. After the first half hour, it becomes Reis Ner Chanukah. It's going to be Ner Nisim. Let's explore another area. Can you go to a Goy and say, light the menorah, my behalf? I'll be the light. Hey, doctor, you don't like it, I can see it. Fanana din, the menorah is Adlokis Ner Shabbos. Reish Samar Gimel. Adlokis Ner Shabbos. A lady, we got a chuppah like they used to have on Friday afternoon. The old chuppahs were on Friday afternoon. I wish they would do it again. These huge, big, I would save a lot of money, a lot of headache. All these courses, all the girls. The Tonim would be happy, and the Chosn, the Kalab, they'll all be happy. Friday, Mochmede, great, the Chosn around the corner, come in the hall downstairs and dance Friday night. The Chosn will be happy, the Kalab will all be happy. But that's what the old chuppah is Friday afternoon. A lady goes to the chuppah. No, Rabina, Machatakon. You ready to take a vote? And all in your side. Lady goes to Friday afternoon to the chuppah and she says, I don't light my candles yet. Because I want to the chuppah, I want to carry my handbag there, and I want to do melachos there. I don't want to make what you do. So one of the eights, the Mogen Avraham brings down from the Maharash and the Maharam HaLevi, the rebbes of the Maharil. You know what you should do? You should go to the chuppah, come back and tell a goy to that. Yeah? A goy. Frick the Mogen Avraham. Hey, doctor, you're a mere lad. So I heard the Rav whispering, naked, or whispers, eh? Benash Moshes. Correct? The Rav whispered Benash Moshes. However, the Mogen Avraham brings down the terrace, actually, even after Benash Moshes. It's so wichtig. Kenza? Frick the Kvege, I guess. All right. You tell a goy to do it. Ain't she nicht lakum? So off the goy, what's going to do with me? The goy lit it. And can't be my shliach. Aber ich will gar nicht, ich sage gar nicht. So ich schon noch kaum mit dem was. Ich bin noch ein Rav. When it's a question, sir, if there is a Raya, the din is, if you told the Kalim, a Goy does a Tvila. In Taz, you can't make a Brocha. Goy does a Tvila, no mitzvah. It's the Tvila, you don't need Kavona, but I can't make a Brocha on it. Ich sage noch Rav, that's only when the Maise is the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is to have light, and to enjoy it later, the mitzvah continues, then the goy can do it and I can make him wrong. So now on Friday night, this poor man, he missed that locker. Can he tell the goy to do it? Back to that. I can tell the goy. No, he can't. But the Gemara says, Kloh and Shabbos. Had locker is a mitzvah. Nach geminnach hab, da kam tell the kod, da kam tell the cheres, da kam tell the shayit. No, I can't tell the goy. So Chanukah is worse. Because Chanukah is only had locker, I can't tell the goy. So now we're back to this gentleman here, who made on Friday and Motzei Shabbos, they made the Hadi Nes on Chanukah before Avdol. Can he tell a goy? No. I'll be Chaban Eitzah for him. He can tell a Yid. If he's got a wife, tell his wife to light. He makes the Hadi Nes on Chanukah. Can he light? He can't light. Why can't he light? It's before Avdol. If he makes Avdol, he lost his brocha. If he doesn't make Avdol, he can't light. Chaban Eitzah. Hadi Nes on Chanukah. Come here, my good lady. Brauch mir ein Schliach, perfect, you're right. So although the Chathchil is Shema, you make a Schliach, you make a Schliach, you make a Schliach.
Aber das ist klar. Der Bediebet, if he wants to make a brocha, in the Shriach, in the Kammer, 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 this person here should be more careful, and next time you make Abdullah, Yidamish Manessa, not only the same Talamota you have to remember, but Abdullah as well you have to remember, and if you don't, you're into trouble. You can cause a Tzach Tzoros later, like this case here. But if, I'll call Tzoros Shaloi Tovoi, if a person by mistake makes a Bogal Hadig Leshel Chaneke, Lom Fai Magute, it's a, he can tell his wife, he can tell the Shliach, I made the Brocha, and now I appoint you a Shliach. Can you appoint a Shliach by telling him now? Can I talk to the Shliach? Will you light? Yes, I can. But that's Zichat Tzoyre Chazoka. Only something which is a Dovet Tzoyre of Shem Zalman brings a Boshel. We would say, someone makes his own private thing. I'm not going to eat until I say Shemal. I make a Neder or a Shvua. I'm not going to have any bread until I say Shemal. Or, excuse me, say, until I sing Baba Black. I won't eat this, my Baba Black should then I'll eat. Then he makes a Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, and he forgot to sing Baba Black. Can he sing it or not? I'm with Ibermore. Can he sing it? Pull the wool over his eyes. Good. Ah, I see you've got good decorum from the old things. Good. Good. Don't come slam his arm, and no, he can't. I can't eat. I can't eat, I think Shemal. That Shemal's got nothing at all to do. I made my own thing. It must have a Shaykhist. We never have a Shaykhist. And Abdullah, which is a Seder, Ayoetze Midvorenu, we haven't got an Eitze for him to make Abdullah, we haven't got an Eitze for him to light, we can't allow him to tell a Goy, but we can't allow him to tell a Goy. I can't hear. The Amoitzi man, again, the man who made Amoitzi. He's lost it. No! He can't eat. He says Baba Black, he makes a new Amoitzi. He's lost it. Mr. Klavig, I'll say, Rochel Batola. Correct. Yes, a mafsik, in Brochel Nachile, it can easily happen. Easily happen. Number one. Let's marend a bissel. When they gave in Yonah Chanukah. They gave in Yonah Chanukah. The Chol HaDeyas, we're living in a Tekufa now, which is called Omdo Lehem Be'is Tzorosom. For those who do or don't hear what's going on, and those who have or haven't got relations, we've got children next and so on, and everyone's got children, or brothers, or sisters, or shvehs, or mishpocha. We can't say that the Ribbono Shel Olam at this stage is not in the matzav when omad lohem be'ish tzoros v'yomim mohem u'bazman hazeh. The tefillah that we say in al hanisim v'chol hadeyas very very negay to all of us at all times. We find that Yosef went through shvera zmanim, and Yosef had to sit for many many years in prison. By he, Mikach, and Asayim Yomim. Sfana, Chazal, a very famous Chazal, he's a posuk in Iyov. Iyov said, Kates, Som, Lachoshech. The Boshem brings an end to darkness. The Gemedrash. Kivan, Shehigia, when the time came that Yosef should go out from Beisu Asurim, Miyad, by he, Miketz, in the sign, what's a Miketz? When the time came for Yosef to finish, Miyad, Ufarichoyla, Paragrikoyla. So the Beis Halim. The Brisker of the Beis Halim. In the streets, and you're trying to sell, you're in the business, in the Shmata business, you sell clothing. You go along, you look for a customer, you walk up Whitechapel, like in the good old days, and you meet your customer. You say, ah, I might as well have went to Whitechapel, and because I went this way, I met the customer. Had I gone through Petticoat Lane, I wouldn't have met him at all. I went to the Whitechapel Road of Ungetracht. I went the Route A and not Route B. This is gracious. The Rebbe Shem sent that customer through Whitechapel because you were going Whitechapel. You'd have gone the other way, the Rebbe Shem beforehand plans how much you're going to make today. And accordingly, after the plan, the master plan is written, this person deserves a schar, or this person, unfortunately, the other way around, then you click into position. Your position is clicked in, not you're the cause, and because you cause, that's the effect. There's a cause up there, and then comes the effect. Yosef went through many years in prison. Shtirish in Parsha Shmoyes. Yosef Nigza Olov Yud Beis Shona Beis Asunov. 12 years he sat in the prison. And may I tell you that prison in those days, they didn't go on strike, and they didn't have the facilities we got nowadays, and didn't have all these things in their rooms. The prison was a shtey poya. There was a hole in the ground. You dumped the person down there, without any lights, without any food, threw the food down, without any facilities and amenities we have nowadays. It was a terrible time, 12 years. Sheikh in Chazal, Asor Shonim, 10 years. Ibn Shahid Dibu al Asor Echov, he said, Lashon Hora, 10 brothers. And the din is that an Oynish in Gehenem is Shneim Osa Chodesh. And for each brother he got Shneim Osa Chodesh, a year, 10 brothers. 10 years, Gehenna, got for that. But Oich Shnei Shonim, why did he get 12 years? Another two. He said to the Sa'a Mashkim, Kiim Zechartani, and later he said, V'his Kartani. Twice he asked him to mention him. Two words! Each word for Yosef was 1 year Beis Asurim. Shaitan Mevo. Sa'a Mashkim, Hoy Oysa Simonim B'chol Yoim Lezoichoy. The Sa'a Mashkim wanted to repay Yosef and report him to Paro. So he made every day a knot in his tie. He made Kshorim, the Siman, to remember him. Ubo Malach, Beitiron. He'd make a knot in his tie when he could get it in the morning. I'm asked for the Paro tomorrow. By night came a Malach and untied the knot. No Siman, you can't do it. Favos, because he said twice a Chavotah. What's the simen? What's the cause or what's the effect? The Rebbeinu is the cause. You're not going out. What's the effect? There's no knot tomorrow in the tie. Not my knot in the tie is the cause I'll remember tomorrow. The cause of Rebbeinu Shalom, do I want Yosef out? I'm finished. That's the cause. The effect is, what happens to Yosef down here? So the Beis HaLevi, Vahimi Keitch and Samuel, we think 2 years are over, that's why he got out. Like Paro dreamed, a muzzle, Paro dreamed. What would have happened? Paro wouldn't have dreamed. He'd be still there. We'd never get out. Not so. Why did Paro dream? Oh dear. Not Paro dreamt after Vayimi Keitz, we learned the Pasuk. 2 years passed by. That's the first stage. Paro dreamt the second stage. No, no, no. Paro chaylem. That was the plan. After we plan Parachoylem, by him we came to Messiah. Now we can let the 2 years go. The cause and effect, the Rebbeinu Shloilem, works completely different. We have to tune in upstairs. When we tune in upstairs, we get it down here. Fanavot the Taz. The Taz, the Perish of the Torah, wrote a nice page on the Torah. See, that the brothers, before they sold it, Vayelchu Echov, Lirois, Estroin Aviem, Mishrem went along to Parag, the Tzoyin Avi and the sheep, the father went to Shrem. The two dots on the S. Shit Rashi, Laholcho Lirois, Eros Atzmon. They looked after themselves. Took the Taz, they looked after themselves. And the Taz, what's the emes here? From this sale, what happens? Many years later, when there was a famine, the brothers had nothing to eat. Who saved them? Yosef. What caused Yosef to be there and save them? the brothers pasturing the sheep many years earlier. You thought, today you're looking after the sheep. You thought you're doing this job. I'm telling you, Hashem, you don't know what you're doing. You're looking after yourself. We don't know our fullness what we're doing. We have to do what's right. But our best tells us. The Rabbi Hashem clicks us in position. Ramban says, if you read the Parsha Taka of Yosef, how it started, how the sale took place, I know in Bezin we say often that when two litigants come, we say, please bring with some sort of solicitor or some barrister. In court, you can't speak a year. You win a court, a barrister must speak, why not? So sometimes we have people come without. We've got a little case. They're two neighbors, had a house, and building a fence, so one. So, if you lend me the money, and said, you know what, many years ago, my father-in-law did the same thing to me, and would talk a kiddush then while he gave it to me, and over the kiddush, we had a bit of bronfen, a bit of other thing. All he's got, a little bit of Torah, but he built a fence too high, but for that, it was the time of his grandfather's kiddush. What happened? Why had the money? Why bought the house? Why did the shidduch? How to show you? What do you want, my friend? Yeah, there's a house here. Why can you say it straight away? All the unimportant details in the person just occupy time and geduld and patience not to do with it. So therefore, in the real courts, come along with this, he knows what to say. Ramban says, you learn the parasha when Yosef went to his brothers. Yaakov Avinu sent him, he was wandering in the field, he met a malach, and malach said, where are you going? I don't know the way, my brothers are there. This all sounds like this lady in court about the kiddush and the other. Okay, Yosef turns up, and they sell him. He went away, he went to A, sit there at the bay, go to B, met Gavriel, how are you? I don't know where the field is, come back, I heard him say, what's the richter? So the Ramban, my Gewaldige tells. The Ramban says, you learn that parasha, you'll see, if you came to the wrong place, al pi teva, you should turn around and come back. You should never have arrived there. Although Gewaldige the Baruch Hashem wanted him to come there, the Ramban would send Malach all the way there to fish him, from his Kedem. Al pi teva, she'd never have turned up with the brothers. Don't look at the teva. Look what the Rabbi Hashem planned. What was the plan this morning upstairs? Yosef would arrive with his brothers. It's not going to work, Al pi teva. There's a fog on. There's a strike on. Your car isn't working. Your worker doesn't come in. Nothing to worry about. I had planned upstairs today, you will produce these goods. Whatever the radio is going to shout and say, you can't produce them. Because they don't exist, they're out of stock. Either it was written or it wasn't written. Is it written? Is it? So we need the Rabbi Hashem to help. The AK is not. What does it look like according to the newspaper? Will we win or won't we win? Child is, what's written up there? What is written? Kabbalah, Lopshin, Tamon, Bezo. See, vanishes every day. I can't say every day because in today's diet is not always every day, but the Chalapot is in Shabbos. Say in Benson, but no, I've got to say, no, I shouldn't have came to Benson. Really, dear, the man has possibly done. Really, there wasn't a kid. We got from the air. I'm sick. Full hand. Open hand. The chover to that great hand. After Benson, he said, the fresh things. The better the Rebonish learn, Yotram Leo, absolutely. Not a full hand. Is it not enough to mean the Rebbeinu's Leo to give us? A person once said, like, the Rebbeinu's have sustained. So the guilt is no far shielding. And so is Solomon. That's what Solomon said. So the Rebbeinu's as I'm Leo, I'm Sucho. The Bazaar, big hand. Why don't we get? Or better, do you know why? He left that one word in place. I'm Leo, I'm Sucho, I'm Doisho. Rebbeinu's never get caught. If Kedusha only goes to Kedusha. We can't behave like Chulin. We can't behave with Tumor and say, Rebbeinu Shem, give. Kedusha doesn't touch with Tumor. It doesn't work. If we want the Rebbeinu Shem to come to us, I'm Leo, I'm Tsucho, I'm Kedusha. A big, full hand. There's enough for the Rebbeinu Shem's baskets. It will work when we can. Others, I call them a Siddha Kedusha. I don't have to teach you. I think I'm Kodesh. If you look the way we always imagine, you look as Midas, Benom Lachaveira. Benom Lachaveira called Kina. Kina means jealousy.
People learn the Parsha, Yosef and the brothers.
Yeah, jealousy. The brother likes the coats. They wanted his coat. They didn't like his. He got a new car. He must have got a Bentley car. You know that? Such a posh guy. He's got a new number plate. They were up to now, ABC. Or that must be out of base. Lord, ABC has gone already. Must have his own initials on it. It could be known in the embers of the thing. What's your name? I don't know. I look at this on the car. You don't need any more deposit in Shmonesra for this one. Get right on the car. This doesn't kill him. Fun of posing in the Torah, but the Kane, Rochel Bar Choyso. Rochel was jealous. Why was she jealous?
Of course.
Leah had been
jealous.
She had no children. She's jealous. But the Kane, Rochel, the Brash Mar, she's jealous. If not, that Leah was at Sadekis, and she did good mass in trade, she wouldn't have children. Wasn't jealous of the car. Wasn't jealous of the house. Wasn't of the carpet. She must have done some good deeds. Big thanks to Montoni. And when you marry a child, children, you make a list of all invitees. So you sit with your wife, family around the table, and you go through the list of all the people of the area. So we start number one, number two, number three, comes number six. He says, this fella here, I'm not inviting him. I sit over there, he sits over there, I'm inviting him anyway. He never says good Shabbos to me. Anyway, he's not a nice fella anyway. I'm not inviting him. So the wife says, can't do it. Same shoe, you pass by each other all the time. What would you think? You invited this one, that one, yes, him not. It's not nice. Not nice. Nah, the list is big enough anyway. You can pay for all this. That's all. There's old friends. No, look at it. Dr. Z, no, no, no. No, if you're there, you must be fair. If I hardly want Seattle Schmeier, after 10, 15 minutes, I was like, Sean, can't spend that. If you spend on each person so much time, you'll have to push up a chasna 3 weeks. You can't do that. Sean, put the next. He gets the invitation 3 days later in the post. Picks up the invitation, he looks at, hey, you know who sent the invitation? Says to his wife, I'm not going to this chasna. Can I go? What a shy. Who wants to go to this chasna? She says, no, you can't, it's not nice. Ah, he meets himself in suit all the time. They say, you can't do that. Oh, I've got no time to even sit for him. Who do you think he is anyway? Because he's sent an invitation after all. Ah! You're not going. She said, no, no, you want to get an invitation. It's rude. It's bad manners. She said, after 10 minutes, all right, I'm going to the chasna. The chasna in the evening, he comes up, get back cooked. Look who's around the table. Not he wants his visitors. Not the visitors want him, but the kid of the jealous. Oh, a jealous. Shein a chasna, full a chasna. What's his word? I know a case. Unfortunately, a Rolls Royce can pick up a little bit. A Rolls Royce. And the lady used to look on with a certain amount of jealousy. The Rolls Royce came to pick up this child. Later on, it transpired, unfortunately, this child had Yenna Machla. He used to go, this child had Yenna Machla, and had to go to see a specialist. And the parents, in order that the child should feel good by going, the lady of the Rolls Royce, and the neighbors of Kinnan. No jealous. But the kind of Rochel Bar Choyso, ich kenne meise mene Brackner, someone came to Rav Steinman. A younger man is at the Sach Gels. He wants to buy a car. He'll buy a car. And he's got the Yitzhar for a good car. In a Yitzhar. What's a good car? So Mr. Pshtam is like, I can want to buy a car for $20,000. That's already more than a minimum. She said, I can afford it, I want it, but I know down the road someone left kin on me. Can I buy it? So Rabbi Steinman says to him, tell me, you finished it? Let me see one time. I did. You finished us? No, I didn't. Is there any one Masechta that you know well backwards from beginning to end? No. Is there any one blood Gemara that you know of by heart backwards in Israel? One blood backwards, I didn't say. No. It's Rabbi Steinman. Don't be jealous of me. Do what you like. The show is coming. What's in this kid? Jealousies. You're carried away. You're carried away. I was saying to Abdoishim, I'm not carried away. You're carried away. You live for the Rabbi Nishloinam, not carried away. From a middle called Kass, I've been into shoes on many an occasion. There's machloikas over a window. Baruch Hashem, the windows don't open here, I can see. This was some machloikas. I've seen occasions thrown up respectable people about the fence to Auf and the fence itself. Respectable people, and the tempers flying, the temperature rising. Mummy said, over what? A bit of air, and I see the window fly up and fly down, and eventually it smashed. So I don't know whether both were happy or both were, if they weren't happy. He said, oh, Musik, you get in cars. From the posik in the Torah, which someone should have really gotten cars. If you've seen the posik, Yankee Avinu arrives at Lavan for one purpose only. He wants Rochum. And he says to Lavan, Evod Choshev Ashonim, Rochel Bitraktan. 7 years. Yeah, no problem, says Lavan. 7 years, he makes him work. He starved to that. He had to be on time in the morning. He couldn't get off for a bris. All these chokhmas, going for a chasne, for a shvogia. And the late, there's a yotzeit, all of them weren't there. He had to come in every single day. 7 solid years he came in. At the end of the day, I said, who is Manfrei? Don't worry, you get it tonight for chasne. All of what he did, as Armin Shvur, as the Welch, I don't know how he did it, what chokhma he did, with all the chokhmas under the sun, with Metzliya. Whatever we learn that parsha again, I felt swindling in that level with all the chokhmah. He did it. Now, let's forget about Yankee Avinu. Let's say someone did that to us. 7 years, hard work, for one purpose only, I want this wife, and the next day, come in, it's the wrong one. What would you say to your father-in-law? Can you imagine the language being used that morning at the breakfast table? Can you imagine what's hurtled the cross on the father-in-law's bald head? Can you imagine? What's to talk? The Yankee Avinu comes the next morning, and the posuk records what he says. He says to Lavan, next morning, Vayiva Boikin Aleha, Vayim Lavan. No, he said, what have you done to me? Haloi Barochel of Adetim. Well, nice. I worked for Rochel. But Lavan is on. Time is Shver. What have you done? It's not nice. And the Shver, I'm sorry, my friend. I was the Kamenu. This is the right thing. I've done nothing wrong. He smiled. Respectfully, no bottles are hurtled. No vulgar language is said. The police aren't called. This is very nice. I'm very sorry, my friend. It's not nice. He says, don't worry. I've got an answer for you. 7 more years. You get an answer. And he says, Yavol. 7 more years. What's this all nice? They never got in a temper. So that's Amazon. The music doesn't help. It doesn't help. You shout, you scream, you vent all the anger. If you vent, I was someone's office one. They're holding the phone, and someone cancelled an order. You got such a temper, you slammed the phone down, after you broke the phone, said, no order, no telephone. The logic of it at the end must have been gone, it's destructive. But it doesn't come on its own. Alain, you get nothing else, nothing works. The same old Lavan, if you learnt the parsha, when Yankee Avinu turned out, by Yorot Lachutzo, he ran out. So Rashi, why did he run? Why did he run? Why did Lavan run out? Why did Lavan run out? Money. How do you know there's money? Not yet, the second time around, when he killed time to Rochel. Rochel comes home to the father, Yankee Avinu's here. Yankee Avinu from Rivka's house charged up by Yorot Slovan. Look, he charged. Why did he charge? Almarak, the Lomel, was guilt. How did he know guilt? He heard, he remembered. Eliezer had come before him and had lots of money. That family must be one to do. He's there. As it's a miser for them to run. He's there. You make a chesed. How long ago did Eliezer turn up? How long before? Yankee Avinu turned up. Today, it was 63, he got the brokers. When 14 years Shem Veiva, 77, Yanko 77. How old was, how to take from when he got married to the Yanko born? 20 years. So Yitzchak got married 97 years ago. That's when Eliezer came, almost 100 years ago. He helped. Lavan is 100 years older. No improvement! 100 years! A little bit of improvement, slight, we'll say, a little bit of amelioration. Nothing at all. The same outer, greedy person before. Not one iota of improvement in 100 years! What a wasted life. Even any A school child, you know, in one term would improve better than that. Who that you're on the same figure? Mamish lust for guilt?
That is, you don't work on yourself, buddy.
I haven't.
Sie kann gar nicht, Patrick. Belernt aber so muss, you take like 7 years. You think what you need in life, you think what you're supposed to have. Nothing goes by itself. Ich schlau, so muss ich gehen by itself. Wir darf noch achten, ich schmein, and we need to make a certain decision.
So, we're working people, we go to work every day.
Lama nicht einreden, we're not sitting in learning all day, it's a concept, we're not. But we can do certain things to ourselves, certain things. Yotko am leo, a kdoisho leo, that we can. For instance, so many times in the day, we get temptations, we want to get excited, we look at kinder, we look at cars, and all the middles that go with, and you strain yourself, just for a small while, how much kedusha that brings. Do you know how much the Rebbeinu Shlom, like we said before, take some lachoshech. We have to do certain pulas, certain tefillah. I just heard a Mori Bekemaiser, I don't know if it's true, and a Magdim Vilotu, I've sent, when I was in Johannesburg recently, I told the Maiser last, and I heard the Maiser of Johannesburg, I want someone to tell me what happened to them. So someone who thinks he knows, but I haven't yet put it to a person. But Maiser Shoye Kafoye. There was a lady in Johannesburg going in the street, and she felt that she was being followed by a shvat. And Kiyodua, unfortunately, that area there, it's quite a dangerous area. She was going, she crossed the road, he crossed the road. She went back, he went back. Turned right, went, do you want it to get? Eventually she went a little quick, and she started saying to herself, and she went along. She turned into a street as she came to her, she ran in the house, and looked down, he wasn't there. She goes home, Hashem, she's safe, and shortly after she switches on the radio. And the radio says, there's been a murder in this area. She tells a friend it was some. He says, well, facing me, I wonder whether we're getting me. Sir, sir. So the friend says, go along, report it to the police. She reports to the police. Sometime later, they catch a Schwarzer. So the police ask the Schwarzer, you killed a person. Were you aiming for anyone else? He said, yes. I was chasing another lady, and I changed course. You know what? I was walking, all of a sudden I saw two balls of fire coming out from the right and the left. I didn't know what it was. I don't know if I was imagining anything. But I thought, what should I go after? Problems? I'll find another cold and be easy. I was looking at the miser. I can't verify. When I was now in Johannesburg, I said, I'll tell you this miser aloud. If someone knows, please come and report. No one reported to me. In Johannesburg. I think it happened in Cape Town. I haven't verified. I don't know if it's true. But it could be true this morning. Amen zok, kesh ma'al amita, v'shem ha'shem alakei Yisroel, v'mamilim l'chor, v'nisbo l'kafir, v'natav את ha'atz, v'rboi נשלוין, v'se kam v'tru, v'tabay shem ka'an help us, v'adi can help us. Not much time I've got, but I'll finish with one ma'isa. The ma'isa happened exactly Chanukah last year. With the Yirvin, the Baal ma'isa, it happened with minor amens. And here we see the Rabbi Shem runs the show and runs the world. Lashkoch HaProtis and Kate Sam Lachoyshech, the Moshim does his own. When the Balabos lives in America, the Balabos is a recent Pachoch at Sibir, but he never learned in Yeshiva, and he's of a standard in learning. And one day he says, I don't learn, but let's make an agreement, and with a certain agreement, unimportant what, he learns every single day for 1 hour. He accepted Chokbulo Yahweh, he's going to go every single day, 1 hour in the evening, he's going to learn. 7 days a week, Shabbos, and Friday, he'll not miss one day. And this went on for some time. Last year, Chanukah time, was beginning of December. This man is a very big Oysi Tzokhet Sibir. He's an organization, he's the head of a certain organization. Once a year they make a dinner. And the dinner is around the beginning of January time, and he needs a few weeks before and to work very hard on the dinner. He's more or less the life and soul of the dinner. Besides that, he's in pearls, and this time of the year, before the Chogesh, is busiest time. It was getting 3 weeks before Kreuzberg. And he said, well, it was impossible. But Shaykh, I couldn't get through my day. I came in the office, Boch, I said, we're a thriving business. Every day I came in the office, and either in the email, or the computer, or the post, stacks of orders. Plus, I've got this dinner to organize. I just couldn't anymore go to my peers. So I went to my Rebbe, and I said to him, you have to be more for me. I explained it all to him. I said, Efshe, I will, I won't make up. I don't know if he did or didn't. I cannot come. I can't come again. Or I can give up the dinner, or the business. I cannot do this. So after much discussion with my Rebbe, he said, say that from now, it's 3 weeks from now, till the holiday time, I need to come. Monday evening on Hanukkah. I didn't go to Shia on Monday evening for the first time. Tuesday morning, I go into my office. I open the door. I look at the floor. Not one letter. Not one order. I switch on my email, my computer, my telephone. Not one order. Not one. So I said, Mr. Lerner, thank you very much. I get the message. Going back to my river, and I've not missed it. There's a cause and there's an effect. The cause, I am the cause. Mein Teurer, mein Mitzvahs, mein Tfiller, mein Middles, that's the cause. Where is it going to be written? It's going to be written upstairs. Then we can stay in Himmel auf Erd. Once it's written upstairs, what's going to happen? You can think all the logic in the world why you should get orders. So the goal is self, nothing at all. It's written, and that was going to be done. We are sitting in the driving seat, we've got koyach. A slight change, a little earlier at the davening, once less in kars, a bit of kinner less, once earlier to shir, one bit of kitzushonov better, one good vort bam tish, one Friday night, a bit of warmkeit, a little bit more, a change. We've not done everything. We've not served a mantra, a hem, a yoros. Then the Rabbi Shalom did, but the Yom Mahim Baz Marazer, the Rabbi should help us. Bayom and Mahim, Shibi Bazan Azeh, we should see Yeshua's, we pull corners, we listen, we deploy us, and the Karazan, we do the Shreim, and we hear everything. Amen.